8:23 now. Governor Rauner standing by. Before we get to Governor Rauner, though, Jake, would you check and see if Mike Madigan is appearing on the show today? This is Speaker Michael Madigan. As you know, I've been on him quite a bit, but I've said I'd like to have him on the show. What are we hearing? Oh, Jake, once again. Yes, that's really unfortunate. Yeah. Governor Rauner joins us. Morning, Governor.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
Thank you for being accessible.
Well, thank you. I enjoy visiting with your listeners. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's appreciated that you actually show up for the interview and and answer questions. All right, a couple of things before we get to the news, and there's plenty of that. You're doing Facebook Live now?
Yeah. So we've done about a half dozen Facebook Lives since last summer. It's a lot of fun. It's a chance for people all over the state to join me and ask questions. And I answer them live right in from my office or wherever I happen to be. And today we're doing it from here in Springfield at the Capitol building.
Live at noon.
Facebook Live. Live at noon. You can come to facebook.com/GovRauner or on Twitter. It's @GovRauner. And ask me questions on anything you want to ask, but especially I'm focusing on the budget. Where we stand in negotiations, how we're going to get a balanced budget and get reforms to grow jobs, lower our property taxes, improve our schools, and get term limits. That's what we're going to talk about today.
And that's what we'll pick up here in just a second. Those questions can be submitted to facebook.com/GovernorRauner or on Twitter @GovRauner. By the way, GovRauner both sides, not Governor. facebook.com/GovRauner and @GovRauner as well. All right, what are the Project Hood Awards?
I'm sorry, what are what?
The Project Hood Awards, launch.
Project Hood Awards, yes. That was yesterday. So Project Hood is led by a gentleman named Pastor Corey Brooks. He leads a church on the south side of Chicago.
Sure, we know Corey.
So Corey, he works in the most violent, crime-ridden neighborhood in the state, unfortunately. And I've known him for years. He's a very good man, good heart. And really trying to improve the future for the young people on the south side of Chicago. And I joined him at his luncheon yesterday. He was thanking a number of small business owners who've created jobs and supported improving the neighborhood there on the south side. And I spoke about how I'm a governor for everybody. I don't care, as I say every Sunday morning when I speak at churches, the good Lord didn't make us Democrats or Republicans. The good Lord put us on earth to do his work, to help each other, to work together to make our world a better place. And I believe that very strongly. It's the reason I ran for governor. And I talked about the reforms that we need. The primary reason that we have so much violent crime in Chicago and around the state of Illinois and Rockford and other communities is because there's a lack of economic opportunity. It's not that we're lacking gun regulations, although, a few more, might be good. I don't know. We need more economic opportunity and we need more high quality educational opportunity. And that's what we're fighting for. Changing the system to get more good-paying jobs, not minimum wage jobs, good-paying jobs in every neighborhood, and invest more in our schools, especially our low-income schools, so our teachers can get more support and we get a better education for our young people. That's what we're fighting for.
Right, and you came in with an agenda of about 44 different items that you've whittled down to four or two, and you're willing to talk about those. But Mr. Madigan still has to show up at the meetings and contribute, as opposed to coming out and saying the following. All right, let me just clear up a couple of things factually here. You are successful. You got a fair amount of money. You've done okay in life.
Yep, that's true.
All right. You have friends that are also successful that have done okay in life.
That's definitely true.
All right, that was definitely true. Okay, so I'm going to put these two together. Madigan came out of a meeting the other day and said you're only interested in helping your rich friends. To me, your rich friends are doing fine.
Yeah. Here's the sad fact, Steve. Illinois has been going down a bad track for a long time. The simple fact is we've been bleeding out good-paying jobs for decades. We have some of the lowest economic growth of any state. We are one of the worst states for job losses of any state in America. We've lost over 300,000 manufacturing jobs over the last 15 years, while Indiana has gained 84,000, while Wisconsin's added 44,000. And we have the highest property taxes in America, the fifth overall highest tax burden in America, the biggest debt and deficits of any state, with the worst funded schools and rampant patronage and cronyism and corruption in government. Those are the facts. I didn't make this up, and this has been true for decades.
Wait, I thought you were just helping your rich friends.
I'm trying to change the system. It's broken. It's not working for the people of Illinois. I'm a volunteer. I'm not taking any compensation. I don't want a pension. I don't want any pay. I want to change the system. Let's get term limits so we can change the culture in government. Let's improve our school funding, especially for our low-income schools, so that our young people growing up in poverty have a better education and a better future. Let's change the regulatory burden on business to grow more good-paying jobs and make Illinois competitive. And let's work down our property tax burden by reducing the bureaucracy in our government. These are simple things. They're bipartisan things, and we've got to do it to get a better future.
And by the way, bureaucracy is in every level of the federal government and the state government as well. And it has to be broken up, or there's no chance at it moving forward. The other thing we hear from people who just hear Madigan or just hear headlines they want to hear is you get up in the morning and your number one goal is throughout the day is just to break up unions. That's your whole thing. You walk down the street, you go, I'm the union killer. I'm Bruce Rauner. I'm the union. Address that.
So it's so wrong. I mean, this is the spin of my opposition. I want good paying jobs. I want more union jobs. I want more all kinds of jobs. We need good paying jobs, good paying careers for the people of Illinois. I'm not anti-union. I'm pro-growth, pro-job creation, pro-competitiveness, pro-taxpayer. That's what I am. My grandfather was a proud union member. I got many friends in unions. Many union members are supporters of mine. This anti-union stuff is a bunch of baloney. What I want is to make Illinois more competitive, to attract businesses, to grow more good-paying jobs. That's what I fight for every day.
Governor, in 3 weeks, the stopgap budget expires. How can social service agencies like Ms. Recordia, domestic violence shelters, people who rely on state funding, make up for the money that they won't be receiving?
You're exactly right. And here's the tragedy. We should be meeting every day to get a balanced budget with reforms. I asked the Speaker and President Cullerton to meet with me immediately after the election. They said they wanted to wait to do a budget with tough votes until after the election. So we waited from last June. We shouldn't have waited, but I didn't want to. But they insisted, so we waited. The day after the election, I said, let's meet every day. Let's get a balanced budget with reforms to grow jobs, protect taxpayers, improve our schools, and get term limits. They're simple things. They're bipartisan. They're very, very popular. Speaker Madigan wouldn't meet. He skipped the early meetings, and he wouldn't tell me his schedule. And he said, Governor, I'll only tell you the day before whether I'm willing to meet with you or not. We've only met a handful of times.
Well, hold on. That's an important point. I want people to hear that. You're the governor of this state. You were voted in by, I think, something just shy of 2 million people. He's the Speaker of the House, but he runs a district where a few thousand people voted for him. So just based on pure math here, he's telling you a day ahead of time whether he'll show up. He ain't that busy.
Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing more important going on in his life or mine than getting a balanced budget with reforms. And the fact that he wouldn't meet, he skipped meetings. There are many days he just said, I'm too busy to meet with you. It's outrageous. And then in the meetings, President Cullerton, he would negotiate in good faith. Speaker Madigan would not. He just didn't really engage. And then after one of the meetings, the Speaker would come out and say, well, the governor just wants to talk about other topics, you know, regulatory reform or education. He's not talking about the budget. We want to talk about the budget, meaning spending levels. So I said, fine, Mr. Speaker, in the next meeting, let's just talk purely about appropriations or taxes, if that's what you want to talk about. And then in that meeting, his people say, well, we're not ready. We got to talk to our caucus. We got to discuss these issues. We're not ready to talk about the budget or the appropriations. And I said, guys, you are clearly stalling. You are clearly delaying. You want to create a crisis after January 1st that you just highlighted what's going to happen. Service agencies are going to run out of money. And a lot of these agencies are these organizations that support our most vulnerable. They're organizations that I personally have funded for decades. I care about the most vulnerable. I give back, my wife and I. And what the Speaker apparently wants is to create a crisis in January or February where we run out of money. Then he can force a stopgap budget and force a tax hike without reforms. And that's wrong. That's a dereliction of duty. And that's what we're fighting against.
Do you have any sense of that this is so personal for Mike Madigan that you could say the sky is blue and he could say, no, it's purple? In other words, he would never agree to anything Governor Rauner says.
Well, you know, I hope in the end he, especially his caucus, the Speaker, you know, he's been in power for 36 years, 35 years. He's not going to change. He's created the system. What's got to happen is members of the Democratic caucus who in private,
they have to stand up to him. They have to stand up to him.
That's exactly right. The Speaker is not, he's got a lot of power. He's got to make it, you know, it's just a bad situation. But his members have got to stand up and do what's right for their constituents. And if they do that, we'll get bipartisan reforms done.
Governor, there's talk that the leadership is just going to keep doing this, that there will be another stopgap until spring, and then we'll keep going through this through your entire term. Can you prevent that?
Well, that would be a tragedy for the people of Illinois. These stopgap budgets, these short-term out-of-balance budgets, are a failure. That's a dereliction of duty. We need balanced budgets. We need reforms to get more jobs. We'll never have balanced budgets in the state of Illinois if our economic growth rate is flat, like it's been for years, and our government spending growth is on a rocket ship, like it's been for years. We've got to bring down government spending, and we've got to increase economic growth, more jobs, and less bureaucracy, and take the money out of the bureaucracy and put it in the schools. That's what we're fighting for. The reality is, I can't find a balanced budget in Illinois going back 25 years. That's one of the reasons I want to push for term limits. Term-limited government is better government. It's more responsible. Term-limit states that have term limits, they're more fiscally responsible. They tend to have better budgets. We need to change the system, and that's what we got to push for every day.
Yeah, and there's immediate, midterm, and long-term solutions to everything. You know,
we need to teach
people new ways to earn a living. We need to teach kids in high school how to, you know, take care of themselves, and there are manufacturing jobs still, and to take care of jobs that, you know, are 50 or 60 grand a year, or 30 or 40 grand a year, whatever the number is, so they can support themselves along with high-paying jobs. It's all got to happen, but the immediate solution has to be a budget. So I'm changing my pitch. My pitch is this. If you have a democratically elected representative in the House, you should insist that they support budget meetings and that they insist that their speaker go to these meetings, or you won't support them next election. That you're going to draw the line. You're a Democrat. You vote Democrat. Tell your representatives you want a budget. I'm not telling you agree with Governor Rauner. I'm telling you tell your guy Madigan to get his behind into the meeting and negotiate.
Well, that's exactly right. Let's do our jobs. Let's get a balanced budget. Let's meet in good faith to do things that both Democrats and Republicans in the state of Illinois support. They support term limits. They support less regulation on businesses that grow jobs. They support a property tax freeze. Everybody supports more school funding, especially for low-income districts. Everybody supports that. Let's get it done. And that's why I want everybody to come to Facebook Live event noon today. That's facebook.com/GovRauner or on Twitter @GovRauner. You can ask me questions. I'll update you on the negotiations, and let's push and get good things done for the people of Illinois.
And let's not wait till the last minute. Your pressure needs to be today, tomorrow, and the next day. Thank you, Governor.
Thanks. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Merry Christmas.
And to you. Wintrust Community Banks Hour continues. Big story in a moment.